From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee has joined Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders of Vermont to sponsor the No War Against Iran Act. Last week, Lee sharply criticized a briefing by Trump administration officials, saying they had discouraged lawmakers from debating military action in Iran. In a joint press release on Saturday, Lee and Sanders said the Constitution gives Congress sole power to declare war and direct government spending. Their new bill blocks funds for a war with Iran, which, according to the pair, will prevent the loss of countless lives and trillions of dollars. Dr. Martha Hughes Cannon of Utah made her way to the statehouse by beating her husband for the seat in 1897.
123 years ago, she was sworn into the Utah State Senate, becoming the first woman in the country to hold that office.
Utah Representative John Curtis, whose wife is Cannon's great-granddaughter, introduced a resolution before the U.S. House that designates January 11th as National Martha Hughes Cannon Day. Curtis also announced a Women's Advisory Council of Female Leaders in Utah. They include Senator Luz Escamilla, former State Senator Pat Jones, and a handful of female leaders in government, nonprofit, and inclusion and diversity initiatives. Utah Representatives Rob Bishop, Chris Stewart, and Ben McAdams co-sponsored the resolution. The police chief in Sandy has died. The department issued a statement saying William Bill O'Neill unexpectedly passed yesterday afternoon. Deputy Chief Greg Severson is now acting chief. Details on funeral services for O'Neill are pending. O'Neill was a longtime veteran of the department, rising up the ladder for more than two decades before becoming chief in 2018, following a nationwide search to replace the fired Kevin Thacker. A Republican candidate for Utah governor is taking heat for comparing abortion to slavery. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox made the comments at a gubernatorial forum sponsored by the conservative Eagle Forum on Saturday.
I truly believe that at some point in the future, future generations will look back on us today, and they will look at abortion the way we look at slavery. It will go down in history as one of the greatest travesties in the history of humankind.
Cox also said more should be done to prevent unplanned pregnancies and support mothers. Democratic lawmakers slammed the comment. In a statement, Utah's sole black lawmaker, Representative Sandra Hollins, said it's offensive to compare the two issues. Last month, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson announced that background checks will be required on all gun sales at county-owned facilities. Over the weekend, KUER's Nicole Nixon went to the first gun show since the rule went into effect to see how it's playing out.
Hall 5 in the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is bustling. Many are decked out in camouflage and flannel. Rows of tables are stacked with handguns, long guns, boxes of ammo, and accessories like scopes, stands, and holsters. It's a pretty standard sight at the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, which regularly holds events in Utah with thousands of attendees. But at this weekend's show, there's something different, says organizer Mitch McKinley.
We have a vendor here that is doing background checks.
For gun buyers without a concealed weapons permit, it means they have to pay $8 and clear a background check, which can take as little as 15 minutes before they can buy guns at the show. While the rule caused some apprehension at first, McKinley says the reaction actually hasn't been too bad.
They know that it's a county decision. It's not our decision. We simply have to abide by those rules. But, you know, everybody's been pretty good about it, really and truly.
State law already requires background checks on sales by licensed dealers. But they're not required between private sellers, like Ralph Iverson, who came up from Cedar City to sell from his collection of antique shotguns and rifles. He says when he heard about the new rule, he almost stayed home because he thought it might hurt sales. But Iverson says the new requirement hasn't been too inconvenient.
Most people that want a gun, they can pass the background check if they want it, you know. And if they can't, you don't want to sell it to them anyway. So it's got its good points.
Advocates against gun violence applauded the rule change. Galen Benyon is with the Utah chapter of Moms Demand Action.
It's very courageous of Mayor Wilson to stand up and try and make our county safer. We think background checks are wonderful.
A recent poll showed that 88% of Utahns support background checks on all gun sales, but the Republican-controlled legislature has been reluctant to pass gun control measures. A Democratic lawmaker is sponsoring a bill for universal background checks in this year's legislative session, though a similar proposal didn't even get a committee hearing last year. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
I'm Diane Machapinto, KUER News.